That's a great question.
Here I am as Miss Kentucky, competed in Miss America, and it's been really an amazing journey.
So in Lexington in particular, we mostly resettle Congolese, and we have the largest population of Congolese within Kentucky.
And he said to me, science is cool, learning is fun. That's what we do.
All the schools in Kentucky present a power word presentation, which talks about verbal bullying, negative perceptions in hip-hop, how to challenge our peers when they use negative words. At the end of the day, words do matter, and it's a catalyst for action.
That's a great question. That's a powerful question. That's a question that I hope that all of us will continue to ponder on.
We'll be getting back out to playing live, but some places that I do like playing here in Lexington.
I tend to focus on local issues, local people, you know, local being Kentucky.
So we've got these various battles raging between the Attorney General and the governor, and in the background is the former governor.
This is a myth that is really common.
Mountain Dew is not a contraceptive.
Probably is going to cause a pretty bad yeast infection.
An extreme yeast infection.
If you can't deep fry it, spray paint in gold.
Now, will the animal send you like a postcard as a thank you with a little paw print on it?
Who's at fault more, men or women?
The vetting process. Did you already ask that? Okay.
It works. Grand piano.
Downtown somewhere. If it's Friday and we have a killer new intro, it's Bluegrass Bios on WLXL LPFM Lexington Community Radio. I'm Kyle Bigelow, joined in our studio by Lexington Sowers.
Hello.
And Big Bad Benjaneer Wolf.
Hey, Kyle.
You can tweet the show at Bluegrass Bios. Our guests today are LexEffect founder and president Caitlin Quirry. She'll be calling in just a few minutes to talk about their 12-hour music festival at Masterson Station Park tomorrow from 11 to 11, the Moon Tower Music Festival. Then in the 1 o'clock hour, YouTube sensation and fingerstyle guitarist Andy McKee will be on with us from his international tour to talk about his show this weekend at Cosmic Charlie's. That intro is awesome.
I'm happy with it.
It's very cool.
How long did that take you to make?
All told, probably about 10 hours.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of little clips you got to pick through, right?
Yeah. You had the clips of us at the end. You already had that.
Yeah,
so that
was
planned.
Yes.
And then just kind of going through everybody else, it was just, who have I had on, or who have we had on that I've really enjoyed listening to, or some of my favorite guests, and then just kind of skimming through it. Listen for 3 seconds, skip ahead a minute, listen for 3 seconds.
It's a nice little walk down memory lane, I think, right? Because we've been doing this now, at least this iteration, for about 7 months, I think, since...
We started in January, didn't we?
I got on board, I think, at the beginning of December.
Mm-hmm. Lex. You and I started talking.
That's right. You and I had a long meeting at the, what is it, that place called Common Grounds.
Yep.
Yeah. And here we are. So that was fun to listen back to. And in fact, part of the best part of this new intro is Ben unearthed the interview that Lex is going to use to graduate from college.
Yes. My
your byline.
My byline interview.
Your byliner, the byline woman. All right, so I wanted to go through really quick, if we could, just listen to that again, Ben.
Yeah.
Then call out, like, who's who. Because I think I have all but...
Yeah, I know we're missing a couple, but we can provide some context for most of them.
So let's run it back.
Okay, here
version 1.0 of the intro.
Okay.
That's a great question.
Okay,
that could be anybody.
That's Ron.
We've all asked great questions.
That's Ron Werner Wilson. He was one of the guys when Lexington wasn't here. He's the chair of UK Family Sciences.
Oh, this comes up again then, later on.
Here I am as Miss Kentucky, competed in Miss America.
Clark Davis.
It's been really an amazing journey. Yeah,
so in great. Lexington in particular, that's, we mostly resettle
Lee,
Congolese.
Who,
and we
from have KRM, who has her own show on here now.
Oh, good.
Kentucky.
And he said to me, science is cool.
No idea.
This is from the Explorium.
That's
so
yeah,
this is a
the Explorium.
Okay. Schools in Kentucky.
That's divine.
The Power Word presentation, which talks about verbal bullying.
Who should be on in a couple of weeks.
Perceptions in hip-hop. Oh, good. How to challenge our peers when they use negative words.
Good news for Lexington.
The end of the day.
I'm
words
super
do
excited.
Matter, and it's a catalyst for action.
That's a great question. That's a powerful
no, this
question.
Is the one
that's byline. That's the byline woman.
We'll be getting back out to
this is Brian. This is Brian Carter.
This is Brian Carter.
I do like playing here in Lexington.
I tend to focus
I like his
on
draw.
Local issues, local people, you know, local being Kentucky.
Now, that is Tom Eblen, I think. Because Tom Eblen is the only journalist we've had in studio.
No, I think there was
well,
there
you
was one
interviewed
before
Beth then. Musgrave,
we had Beth,
but that
we
wasn't
had,
Beth,
and we had Jack.
Jack was
this
on
this was the columnist we had on to talk
yeah,
about
Tom Eblen.
That was Tom.
Was Tom.
Yeah. That was Tom. Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. All right.
So we've got these various battles.
Now this is Jack. Jack Brammer,
yeah. Attorney General,
right.
And the governor.
That was
and
fun.
In the
yeah.
background yeah. is the former governor.
This is a myth that is really
and
common.
And of course, Liz Perkins
probably is going to cause a pretty bad yeast infection.
An it's extreme yeast infection.
If you can't deep fry it, spray paint in gold.
I love
we
it.
We should explain that a little bit. That's something they say in Texas, right?
Right. So that comes from a game that I want to unearth again at some point. Do you remember the game that I've dubbed Location Association?
I think
where,
so.
Where let's say I say Baltimore, then you say what?
Clams.
Like
shrimp.
Do you remember we played this game?
I would think Orioles.
Orioles? Okay. There you go. It's a fun game. I would think Ray Lewis for some reason. But that was we were playing that game and it was Dallas and that was your impression. Probably the first time you've ever given us an impression.
Probably.
Probably the last time, I would imagine.
Definitely.
All right, let's finish it out.
Will the animal send you like a postcard as a thank you?
That joke did not land with that guest at all either.
Men or women?
That was
skipped ahead from one.
That was the question you asked to Ron Werner.
Yeah, the marriage counselor, the family services guy. I asked who's at fault more, and his and. I think he, in retrospect, I think he kind of skirted the issue. He never did answer my question directly.
No, well, yeah, he did not choose a side. That's true. It should be mentioned that today is what day?
It's National Women's Equality Day.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Basically, it commemorates the need for women's equality, the right to vote. Things like that. It started in 1971. I think it was confirmed that August 26th would be National Women's Equality Day.
Now, I've got a piece of paper here in front of me related to that, but I think that it's actually, maybe it's not the date, but it is to commemorate the ratification of the 19th Amendment, mm-hmm. Which allowed women to vote.
Yes.
So to answer your question, Ben, who's more at fault? Well, since then, we've all been equally at fault.
Oh, since then.
Yes.
Since then, it's been completely even.
Across the board.
All right. So they still have to make up some ground. So they need to be at fault more often. Just for a while.
Nah.
Just to sort of make everything all nice and equal.
It kind of goes hand in hand with our first interview, who's going to be calling in here at any second, I think. Kaylin Query, she's 28, but she's been doing event management in Lexington since she was 14. Now, the company's only been around they just celebrated their 3-year anniversary, but she's been putting on parties or smaller events ever since she was in high school, basically. And it is a primarily female-run company, which we'll talk about a little bit here, too. Now, we were talking off-air about this Moon Tower music festival, which none of us have been to yet.
I'm going tomorrow with us to set up our little booth that's going to be over there.
Lexington Community Radio?
Yeah.
Lexington Community Radio will be appearing at Moon Tower Music Festival tomorrow?
We will have a presence, yes.
From what time to what time, Ben?
Oh, we'll be there pretty much all day. And we're going to be there before the, you know, the gates open.
Huh. And what will you guys be doing over there?
We will be setting up stuff and handing out stuff.
Like stickers?
I think we'll have a few stickers.
So if there's any sticker enthusiasts in town?
I don't see how you could miss it. I think that would just be, how would you live with yourself?
That's great.
If you're a sticker collector.
The stickers
and you
are
don't
pretty
have
awesome.
One of those.
I don't think I was invited to this.
Oh.
I think you can help.
Lexington.
You want to get up early tomorrow and help
me out? Thanks for letting it out of the bag, Ben. What was the, you were talking about doing a volunteer event soon too, right, Lex? The West 6th?
Yes. And I'm not sure if I have all the details, but there is a night, the 17th, for West 6th.
Yeah, we got a thing.
That helps with Lexington Community Radio and supporting the radio station. But also, if you just go to the store and buy the Pay It Forward Porter, a portion of those proceeds go to us.
Right. West 6 has a promotion that they do called Drink a Porter, Pay It Forward. And for the central area of Kentucky, Lexington Community Radio was selected to be the recipient of these funds.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking a little bit about the Music Fest, Kaylin. You're on the air with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you all?
Great. You're not pulling your... I know you're at Masterson Station right now. Is it like the calm before the storm over there?
It is. The weather is great. We've got production rolling right now. So far, it's been a good, easy day. Hopefully we can keep that going.
Okay, not too many fires to put out yet.
No, not yet.
So I was...
Hopefully none at all.
Good. Fingers crossed.
Literally or figuratively in the case of fires.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know if any of your acts have pyrotechnics. We were kind of trying to... I was telling the audience about your background in event planning, Kaylin. How long have you been planning events in Lexington?
I've been doing it since I was 14. I started kind of on accident. I wanted to be an interior designer, and that lasted about 2.5 hours through an internship. And after that, I decided that was not for me, and I was not going to go back. So I started working for a caterer, and my family's been in the business for a while as well out west. So I was always plugging in with them, but kind of started doing it on the side. And then when I was managing a couple of restaurants in college, they closed their doors and they were going to transfer me to another concept of theirs. But around the same time, this was building up and had kind of taken off. So I thought, you know, let's give it a try.
And what was it like when you first started? What kind of events did you do?
When I first started, when I was younger, I would do events that were, you know, 50 people or less. It was events for my parents' friends and clients and things like that, you know, nothing major. But as I got older, I would do stuff, you know, for UK through my sorority and through some events going on there. Started to get a little bit bigger, do a lot of fundraising events, things like that. When we first started Lex Effect a couple of years ago, we focused mostly in weddings and private events and then started adding these productions in as we went.
Yeah, well, you just celebrated your third anniversary, correct?
Yeah, on the 14th.
So most event management companies of your size, as you said, they tend to choose a specific type of event, but you'll do anything from corporate gigs, weddings, music venues, and nonprofits. Why did you do this to yourself?
Yeah, I have no idea. It was one of those things where I had been, you know, I built the company up on weddings and private events, social events. That's what made it get to the point where I was able to say, okay, this could be a full-time job. So I hated to give up those clients and give up that potential revenue. And I had grown it to the point where we had a pretty good referral base built up, you know, of people sending other folks our way. So I didn't want to give that up, but there were some productions and some public events that were on my list of things that I wanted to do. I just, you know, didn't know that they would get this big this quickly. So our original thought was that we would introduce one, grow it over a 3 to 5 year period, and then, you know, in year 3, 4, 5-ish, we would add a second, grow it, you know, so on and so on. It didn't exactly happen that way, but, you know, here we are.
Kaylin Query, she's...
a very nice work day, though, you know, working on 27 different types of things at once.
Yeah, like you said, it's not a 9 to 5, right?
No, not at all.
Kaylin Query, she's the founder and president of Lex Effect.
This is Lexington here. I've seen some of your weddings. I have a sorority sister who interned and works for you. And so your weddings are just gorgeous. Your events are gorgeous.
Thank you.
What is your favorite part about it?
About weddings or about events?
About events in general.
You know, there's two different mindsets. So on a private event side of things, which is, in our mind, us, is something that someone else is having. They've just hired us to help. Could be a wedding, a conference, a trade show, et cetera, et cetera. And for me, those events, you know, there's something to be said for them because, well, A, you're working with someone else's money, you know, so I don't have to worry about where that money is coming from. I have to pay attention to a budget, but, you know, having someone walk into the room and seeing this wedding come to life that they've only imagined in their head, or, you know, having a corporate client walk into this giant banquet room and we've got branding and signage and, you know, an amazing, their brand is just everywhere. And seeing the look on our clients' faces when we have totally knocked it out of the park is the best ever. You know, so I hate to not do those events anymore. And plus, again, someone else to thank for. But on the public event side, which to us, a public event is a concept of ours, something that we own and manage and run and pay for and do, while we are responsible for paying for it, we get to be a little bit more creative with the budget because, you know, we're not fighting somebody else for, you know, ideas or do you like this, do you not like that kind of a thing. And the, you know, you can be a little bit more creative. All of the revenue then is ours. However, there is more of a risk on our end. So, you know, you can't do too many of those. But I don't know that I could pick just one favorite thing, but there's definitely pros to having both types of events.
And you talked about those public events that you all do. Those are things like Moon Tower, but also the Bourbon Social. What are some other things?
We've got the Bourbon Social, Moon Tower Music Festival, Chew Dinner Series. We've got an event called the Stash Bash, which is a celebration of all things man, New Year's Eve event, and several others.
With those events, how has the community reacted to them?
They've been great. You know, they've really, really supported us and gotten behind what we're doing. You know, we obviously pay for all of this ourselves, and we're a small startup company, so we don't have a big, you know, multi-million dollar radio group or festival production company or whatever that, you know, underwrites all of our stuff. We've got some great sponsors, but we've had to build that up over time. So, you know, it's one of those things where we have to obviously be careful about what we're doing. But great partnerships in the community and the support of the community and the people that attend our events is really what has grown all of these events year after year. Without them, you know, we wouldn't be able to do it. And that means that some of our events maybe don't start the same way as a Forecastle or a Bonnaroo or, you know, whatever. We have to build our way up. But, you know, it also means that people have wrapped their arms around us and are, you know, really supporting what we're doing, which is great.
Kaylin Query, founder and president of Lex Effect. For more information, go to LexEffectKY.com. So, Kaylin, let's get down to brass tacks here with the event coming up here in just under 24 hours. For anybody who doesn't know, could you describe what the Moon Tower Music Fest is?
Yeah, so it's this Saturday at Masterson Station Park. This is our third year, and, you know, blanket statement, it's an all-day music festival. You know, it's more than that, though. It's a celebration of what makes Central Kentucky so great. So we've got some really great local bands.
The Coming Out, Johnny Conqueror's Small Batch Blind Corn Liquor Pickers, and then we've been fortunate to get several more, you know, national and regional touring acts, which is great. It's a, I feel like, a great lineup, and it's a family affair. So kids 12 and under are free. It's dog friendly. We've got some amazing food trucks coming out with food and beverage, all of which has been sourced locally from Kentucky Proud farms and producers. If cocktails are your thing, we've got some great options from our local folks. We've got Lover's Leap Wine, Kentucky Ale Craft Beer, and they've partnered with us this year on the festival. And then Wild Turkey Bourbon will be there with some bourbon slushies and bourbon tea and things like that. So it's going to be a great time. It's very much a chair and blanket, relaxed kind of a feel instead of, you know, a crazy mosh pit. I mean, we're not in the 30,000 people, you know, frame yet. So there's things for kids, there's things for families, but if you're, you know, super into music, there's lots for you there too.
12 hours, two stages, 16 acts, and a DJ. How does this third year compare in scope to your first year?
Well, it's very different. The first year we were in a vineyard in the middle of Woodford County. 1,100 people showed up. We had no sponsors, very little advertising. Well, no advertising unless you count, you know, us berating people on social media. And it was great. We had one stage. It was eight bands. It was a lot of fun. People said, hey, you know, we really want to see this grow. So we moved it back to Lexington, to Masterson in the second year. Two stages, double the bands, and we had just shy of 4,000 people show up, which was awesome. And then this year, we're back at Masterson again. We've already surpassed the number of tickets from last year, and, you know, we've tweaked the layout a little bit, which is going to be great. I think people will be very pleased. You know, the space at Masterson in the fairgrounds is a great space for an event, but it's huge. It's where they have the Bluegrass Fair. So, you know, it's coded for, I think, 20,000 people plus carnival rides, which obviously we do not have either. So it just felt last year, even though there were 4,000 people, it felt like 100 because everybody was so spread out. So this year we've cut the space in half. We've condensed everything onto one side, which means you're not going to have to walk as far. You know, instead of toggling back and forth between two sides of the festival this year, you could literally park a chair and not move it the rest of the day and be totally fine. You should probably move to go to the bathroom, but outside of that, don't want to.
Kaylin Quirry, founder and president of Lex Effect. You mentioned some of the bands. On this show, I'm famously the musically ignorant one here. Could you maybe explain, is there a mix of different genres here? Who are these guys that are taking the stages?
Yeah, we've got a little bit of everything, and our ticket holders are the ones that really determine what artists come. You know, I like a certain style of music, and other folks that work for us like certain things, but, it, you know, we aren't the ones buying tickets, so it can't just be about what we like. Mm. And some people, I think, maybe look at our lineup and think how random and weird, but we hope that you come for one or two or more bands that you know and love, and then you leave with hopefully four or five new favorites. So we've got a little bit of everything. Bluegrass and country, because of course we're in Kentucky. We've got rock, Americana, indie, jam bands. We've got a little electronic. Someone dubbed it as robot rock with the floozies, which I thought was kind of a cool way to call that. It's a little bit of everything. We do have a DJ that'll play in the morning just to have the music going, and then he'll play in between the headlining sets this year, which will give folks a chance to run to the bathroom, grab a drink, et cetera, et cetera.
Tomorrow, August 27th, Masterson Station Park on Leestown Road. Doors open at 11. Kaylin, without mentioning prices, what can you tell us about the parking options?
Yeah, so there's parking on site. It is not very expensive.
Thank you.
But 100% of the proceeds go to Central Music Academy, which is a nonprofit in Lexington that provides music education to kids that can't afford it. So they'll help them get access to instruments, lessons in group lessons and private lessons, and it's totally free to the kids. So if they are qualified for free or reduced lunch at school, then they qualify for Central Music Academy. And they serve, they've served hundreds of kids, and it's such a great organization. So they'll be out on site as well. And, of course, several of the kids that are attending classes with them right now will be there too. But all of that money goes to them, so it's a great option. Of course, if you don't want to park on site, we do have a shuttle that runs from the downtown transit center for LexTrans to the festival, and it will run all day long.
As you mentioned, there's free entrance for dogs under 12 years old and children on a leash. Why is that?
Nailed it.
Is that okay? No, yeah, children under 12 and well-behaved dogs. Why is that important? That obviously is a dig at potential revenue there. Why did you make the decision to have that?
Sure. So Lexington, you know, is not a, well, Moon Tower is not quite a Forecastle or Bonnaroo or any size similar festival. But Lexington also has a very large population of families and young families. And I don't have kids, so, you know, obviously I'm not saying this from experience, but I imagine that trying to wrangle dogs, kids, husbands, et cetera, for a babysitter is tough. And I'm sure it's expensive, you know, to have a babysitter come all day and watch your kids. We wanted, and we're also a no reentry festival. So, for insurance reasons, we can't let people come in and out. So, we didn't want somebody to feel obligated to have to do all this extra stuff to watch their kids so they could come and attend. But we also didn't want to lose those people that really wanted to come because they couldn't come and go to relieve a babysitter or, you know, this and that. We said, you know, let's just let them come. I would say a child in a stroller, while I hope that they enjoy listening to a trombone shorty set, I don't know that they'll really appreciate it as much as maybe someone in their 20s or 30s, so it's hard to charge that ticket price for kids. And again, we really didn't want to exclude those families, so we just said, you know what, let's make it free. And then we've got some folks who think that their dog is their child, you know, so we didn't want to.
Children are notoriously bad at appreciating the nuances of live performance. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
What's the forecast like for tomorrow?
It's looking great. It's
good. Oh, hello. She's still there?
No, I think we lost her.
We lost her?
We lost her.
Well, we ended on
she might call back.
Yeah, let's wait and see if she calls back, Ben.
Sure.
That's a first.
That yeah,
is the
that
first
hasn't happened
time
yet.
We've dumped it. I think that she'd had just about enough of my jokes. It tends to happen. I'm surprised it hasn't happened before.
Let's give it a shot. Hold on. Okay, give it a shot.
Caitlin, you back with us?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
But the we're expecting sunshine tomorrow, but the show would have gone on regardless, correct?
Yeah, it's a rain or shine event, but the weather's looking good. We've got some fans from a local fan company that we all know. They're really big. I don't know if I can say that on
you
the
can
air, that
go ahead be. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, great. Big ass fans will be there.
Right.
We've got some big Ergo fans, keep people cool, plenty of water, soft drinks. We've got obviously the bar if you're 21 and older, but then we have some great things from our local favorites with Prank and Boom ice cream, Honolly bubble tea, and Steel Sea Pop. So definitely lots of options to keep you cool during the day.
Caitlin Query, founder and president of Lex Effect. For more information, you can go to LexEffectKY.com. Or for information about this festival, go to MoonTowerMusicFestival.com. There's tickets available online and when you get to the gate, Caitlin.
Yep, you can get them there.
Fantastic. So I wanted to ask about some of the other events that you guys put on. My esteemed co-host Lexington already mentioned Bourbon Special. Bourbon Social, thank you. See, this is why she's so esteemed. That's the next event that I can see that you're putting on outside of the dinner series. That's going on October 5th. Through the 9th. Can you explain to us what the Bourbon Social is?
Yeah, so Bourbon Social has a couple of pop-up events earlier in the year, but the core of the event is in October. It's typically the second week of October, but it's several different events over a 4 or 5 day period, and it's, you know, targeted to the bourbon enthusiast and the newcomer alike. So it's really a celebration of Kentucky and all things spirited. Lots of local foods, some really great spirits, some Kentucky and some non-Kentucky. And it includes more than just bourbon. You know, we've got vodka, gin, rum. A lot of them are barrel-aged spirits or wine or beer, so that it's got that kind of bourbon spin to it. But each event has a different location, theme, chef, list of spirits, and they're all at different levels, which we won't say what they are, but you can look. You know, so it's something that if you are really into bourbon and you're wanting to try something new or rare or unique or newly released, you can come and do that. If you aren't sure if you like bourbon, which is weird, but those people exist, I hear, you can come and try, and, you know, you're paying a much lower price to attend than if you were to go and buy. You know, no one wants to buy a $100 bottle of bourbon if they're not sure if they like it, because you can't take it back once you open it. So you can come and try and sample and sip and, you know, see what you like. And then, of course, if you want to go to the store and buy a bottle later, you can. But you've got, you know, an opportunity now to figure out what it is you like or maybe try bourbon for the first time.
Well, and to have someone there that understands bourbon and that knows bourbon and can introduce you to the nuances of bourbon that if you're new or maybe just an experience, you don't necessarily know about. That's a great asset and a wonderful event to be able to just kind of go and check it out.
Absolutely.
For more information about those levels that Kaylin mentioned, and for anybody who's listening that doesn't understand, I don't always understand either, but due to our FCC license, we can't mention actual numerical prices on air, so that's why Kaylin's been so good at tiptoeing around that information. The Bourbon Social. TheBourbonSocial.com. You also have what's going on with the Chew Dinner Series, which is every month, but you've got a specific type of 12-month operation going on now. Can you tell us about the Euro X Tour?
Yeah, so we have two tracks, a dinner and a brunch, and they're every other month, so six dinners, six brunches. The next one coming up is a dinner track, and it is in September. So the theme this year was a Euro tour, which is kind of our cheeky play on Kentucky's European cities. So we are our chef, each dinner features a different chef in a different location. 100% of the ingredients are sourced from Kentucky. And when I say sourced, I mean I don't go pick them up, but Hannah goes and travels all over Kentucky to these farms picking this stuff up, and she's been some pretty interesting places. So the next one is Chef John Foster from Sage Rabbit, and his dinner is Frankfurt. It's London. So he's creating a dinner based on cuisine you might find in London, England. However, we are sourcing the ingredients from London, Kentucky.
Shout out to Hannah for all her hard work.
Oh, yeah.
That's September 21st at the Livery on East Main Street. For more information, you can go to ChewDinnerSeries.com. All right, so just one more, and you guys have a host of events that you put on. We're not going through every single one of them, but because it is it's Women's Equality Day, I don't know if you're aware of this.
I'm aware.
and you have a primarily female staffed, along with yourself, company. Yeah. But
they're all female.
But because of that, you found it necessary to put on a celebration of all things man. Can you tell us about the Stash Bash, please?
Well, there's nothing more ironic than six women planning a celebration of all things man. So, you know, we felt like, why not? Let's go for it. And when we started planning it, you know, of course, we're thinking in our mind, what would guys want to do? So, that obviously wasn't working, so we got a round table, so to speak, of our most manly bearded friends that we could find, and we said, hey, if you guys were going to plan an event and you weren't going to have help from anyone else, what would you have there? What would you do? What would it be like? So, you know, last year, here we are. And it was a huge success. It was awesome. But it's, you know, beer, barbecue, bourbon. We had a live tattoo artist on site. There were strongman, you know, cheeky strongman competitions and beard and stash competitions, cornhole, lift cup, you know, you name it. And it was awesome. It was cool. We had a bluegrass band, lots of flannel, lots of...
Yeah, I'm imagining those guys from Country Boy.
Oh, yeah. Boy and Barrel House and, yeah, Gastronomes, Red State. I mean, think of every bearded company in Lexington that you know, and they were all there.
And, Caitlin, I saw on your website you have some opportunities for volunteer work and work with the community. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do a lot with the community. When I first started this company, I thought it would be a nonprofit and we would just plan events for other people. And then I looked at the rules for being a nonprofit and said, absolutely not. I'm not a big rule follower. And the IRS is, you know, weird about that nonprofit status.
A little bit.
Yeah. So instead, we have come up with several different ways that we can give back to nonprofits. You know, we're still a small startup company. And until, you know, these events are generating a significant amount of revenue, we're still a small startup company. So, you know, unlike some other major corporations in town, we can't write big, massive donation checks to nonprofits, which hopefully one day, but as of right now, we can't. But what we can do is help them make more money by reevaluating their fundraising efforts, which several of us have worked for nonprofits. So we know the struggle, and sometimes we feel like a nonprofit, so we definitely know the struggle. But, you know, we can help them through event management services. We do 12 nonprofit events free a year, which means we plan, manage, coordinate, promote, market their events. We'll go through and help them reevaluate their budget, adjust, you know, where they're spending their money, how they're spending it. Things like that. We'll help them rework sponsorship asks and revenue generators. So we are helping them make more money and save money. We just aren't physically writing the check. And then for those who don't qualify for that, you know, we'll do a discounted management fee, which just covers my staff. We also offer a consulting service. We have a giving fund. And then a portion of proceeds from all of our events, like Bourbon Social and Chew and Stash Bash and all that, goes to a local nonprofit.
Caitlin Query of Lex Effect. Is that fund? That's the Lex Effect fund, right? That's what I was going to ask you about next.
Giving fund, yep.
Okay, and what does that support, if you could be more? What has it supported in the past?
Sure. So it goes, anyone can apply. Applications open up in November, and we award the grants in December. And money from our public events goes into that fund. And any nonprofit that is in Central or in Kentucky that is doing something to impact their community can apply. Now, we try to stay away from, you know, the major national nonprofits that really don't need our help, and we aren't writing out, you know, $10,000 grants here. I mean, maybe one day, but not yet. So we try to find the small ones that maybe don't get as much funding as everybody else that really, really need the help. And it can be for anything. So this is an undesignated grant. It can be used for operations, marketing, equipment, programs, staff, et cetera, et cetera. The last one that we gave a grant to was Sweet Blessings, and she provides birthday cakes for kids who maybe wouldn't necessarily be getting one otherwise. And it's a really cool program. Take the cakes to the school and have this little party. So all the kids, you know, that kid is the most popular kid at school that day. And get that birthday celebration that the other kids, you know, get that they might not. So we're really excited to be working with her, and we're helping her with an event later this fall, and it's a really great cause.
Caitlin, I really appreciate the time on such a busy day. I have I've got one more question for you. This will be a first for us. You said that you'd break some news on our show. You've got some venues that you're opening up around Lexington. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, so we have three venues in the works, and this, you know, we haven't quite announced it until now, but we have one opening in Richmond And we don't quite have the name just yet, but it is an old theater that we're repurposing. So it will house music events and private events. The capacity is anywhere from 250 seated to probably about 750 standing. And it's close to campus in Richmond, but right off the interstate, so it's easy to get to. And that will open, we're looking at an October 1st, November 1st open of this year, which we're really excited about. And then the courthouse space downtown, the old courthouse space, I'm sure everyone's seen in the news that it's being redone. Mm-hmm. We are in talks with them to turn the fourth floor into an event space, which will kind of be broken up into three rooms that can be opened up into one. We've got some really cool things planned for that. Now, that one won't open until spring of 2018, but we will go ahead and start, you know, getting some things scheduled for that by the end of this year. And then everyone should stay tuned because we have another music venue in the works in Lexington, which will be very cool.
Now, you're going to come on this show, obviously, when you have more information about that, right, Kayla?
Oh, yeah. You'll hear it here first.
Kaylin Quarry, founder and president of LexEffect. You can get more information at LexEffectKY.com. For more information about their music festival tomorrow, the Moon Tower Music Festival at Masterson Station Park on Leestown Road from 11 to 11, go to MoonTowerMusicFestival.com. Lex, you had a question?
There's still tickets available for tomorrow, right?
Yes.
All right, just making sure. Thank you very much, Kaylin. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. All right, this is Bluegrass Bios on Lexington Community. We'll be right back.